Hey everyone, you are listening to Danny's Diary, a podcast powered by Singing News. I'm your host, Danny Jones. I am with Singing News Magazine, and we are glad that you are listening today. My guest today, well, we're going to change his perspective. He is usually the one who is asking questions of artists and industry leaders, but today he's in the hot seat at Danny's Diary, and I'm talking about Greg Goodman of the Singing News Radio Network. Hello, Greg. How are you?
Hello, Danny. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Glad you are with us today.
And, I was going to say, I do feel like I'm in the hot seat before you said that.
Well, you are sweating a little bit. That does concern me. Let's start with something very basic. Okay. How did Greg Goodman get into the world of radio?
Got into the world of radio through a station called WGNS in Murfreesboro. Started there by board hopping Sunday morning church shows, ball games, going and reporting on county commission, city council meetings, and kind of started out in doing more news more than anything. Ironically, the first DJing I did there was gospel, albeit black gospel. But I found even then it was intriguing to hear a music that I had never heard before and realize how quickly I came to love it, already being a Christian. So that's where I got my start.
How long have you been with the let's go back. How long have you been in the world of radio?
It's been right at 30 years.
Wow, 30 years. You started when you were two.
I wish.
Okay, all right. Well, all right. He's being modest. He started when he was five. All right, let's go. So you've seen all the changes in the broadcast world. You've gone from the days of the cart machines, mm-hmm. the 45s, up to CDs, now almost completely digital technology. Yeah. What do you think... do you think overall that has been a good thing? Has radio lost a little bit of the personal touch, or has the technology just made it so easy that it's a breeze now?
I think it all depends. And I know that's kind of a vague answer, but if you use the technology correctly, it can be your friend, and you can let it do all of the physical aspects of, you know, playing out the songs and everything like that, and you can think more about the personality aspect and interacting with the listeners. Unfortunately, I would say by and large in the world of radio, it's been used to kind of just dumb down the product. There was so much interaction when that DJ, and you've been in radio, mm-hmm. you know, when you're physically hitting a button every 3 minutes and you're thinking, all right, what are we going to do next? And you've got that energy of staying engaged and everything. I think there is something that was lost when that physicality of everything you had to do and how on top of things you had to be and engaged. I think there's something that went away with that going away.
There's almost a thing of being on autopilot too much.
Mm-hmm. Can be.
And I remember many times in my radio days, we'd get a new record, and literally a record, mm-hmm. put it on, you've already previewed it, you're going to debut it on there, and as soon as you put that needle on that 45, all the way across to the other end. And, you know, even though it's embarrassing and frustrating at the time, it brought life to what was going on. It was right. Real life. And you know this as well as I do. There is nothing funnier than real life. And
exactly.
You've had plenty of stories take place in your radio career that you really could not believe unless you happened to be there.
Exactly.
Let's talk about... Let's talk about the Singing News Radio Network a little bit. When did you arrive at the network?
Well, I guess it's been about 19 years since I started on what was then Solid Gospel. Mm-hmm. I kind of came across the hall. We have another network here, Today's Christian Music. I had done overnights and evenings on there, and they offered me afternoons on what was then Solid Gospel, and I accepted. Having absolutely, frankly, no knowledge of the music whatsoever. And over the years, I have gained not just a knowledge and not just an appreciation, but a true love of the music, mm-hmm. and the heart of the artist who put this together.
Yeah, there's the artists who are a part of Southern gospel music. I mean, you've heard the phrase "eat, drink, and breathe it." I mean, they truly do. So, in your role as program director and babysitter of the network, if you will, you get every day new songs from established artists, from new artists. Occasionally, an artist from the past has resurfaced.
Right.
About how many songs a week come through the door for the first time?
I don't know that I can narrow it down to a week, but I recently looked at this, and I think we get, I determined that in February, I got 14 different, we call them comp discs, compilation discs, that come from either record companies or promoters. So 14. I did an average and said, let's say there are 8 songs on there. I think I came up with 156 songs. And that's on the low end. There are generally more songs than that on a compilation disc. So the amount of music being produced in Southern gospel music is enormous. You know, the music that is being brought to us every month. There is just so much.
Right. And people say Southern gospel music is dying. You could not tell that by going
not.
To the mailroom here.
Absolutely not.
This episode of the Danny's Diary podcast is sponsored by IMC Concerts, the premier concert and event promotions company for the very best in gospel music. Make your plans now to attend IMC's Branson Praise Fest event. It's held every March in the heart of the world-renowned entertainment and vacation destination known as Branson, Missouri. Branson Praise Fest features your favorite gospel music artists, including Legacy 5, Greater Vision, the Booth Brothers, the Collingsworth Family, Cana's Voice, Triumphant Quartet, and many more. For more information and to purchase your tickets for this exciting event, visit www.BransonPraiseFest.com or call 800-965-9324. Thanks to our good friends at IMC Concerts for sponsoring this episode of the Danny's Diary podcast. Let me ask you this question, and this is really putting you on the spot, and I don't mean to do that, but of all the music that comes through, how much of it actually makes it on air?
It's probably a small margin there. At any given time, as far as current songs, I'm playing 40 to 44 current songs. And space only opens up for a new song as I move a song up to another category where it gets more airplay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're at the top with the top songs, and you theoretically play those for so long and build them up to their height, and then you spin those out. So it's really almost a numbers game of where do I have a slot?
Right.
Because in my mind, we can only play so much new music and still make the station, the network sound familiar.
Right.
I always want it to sound familiar and welcoming to the listener. You know, the gold stuff that we play from the Crab Family and Gold City, and, you know, even the what we would call classic stuff from the Imperials, the Cathedrals. I need that all around those new songs to act as the glue that makes the listener engaged and feeling, remembering those songs and then embracing the new songs.
Right. Well, as you talk about songs that have now reached classic status, new songs, the current songs that are doing well nationally, you know, it doesn't take long before you have a large catalog of songs.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I deal with this on a regular basis when I prepare my Sunday evening show for Singing News Radio. Sometimes I'll have to hunt you down and say, Greg, do we have such and such song?
Right.
And it might be something that should be an automatic, but through time, somebody changing office, a disc accidentally getting thrown away, something like that, that never got loaded into a computer,
right.
We may not actually have what should be a give me, you know, for
it's
example.
Very true.
So you'll go out and hunt it, add it to the catalog. And so in the memory banks of the Singing News Radio Network computers, how many songs do you think are there now?
It would be very, very hard to put an accurate number on it. I can tell you at this point that I'm actively scheduling about 1,000 songs.
Wow.
Maybe a little less than that, because what I'm looking at is a total library with Christmas music. So it may be more around 800. But just to give the listeners to this podcast a frame of reference, our contemporary Christian sister network is currently scheduling 250 songs in their active rotation.
Wow.
So what we play is a very diverse mixture of music over 4 to 5 decades. And then when you add in things like Wayne's Way Back Song of the Day that Wayne Hahn does at the 4 p.m. Central Hour afternoons, things like that, we probably have, I would say, several thousand songs from the Southern Gospel genre in our system.
Well, there are around 8,800 hours in a year's time. So by process of elimination and a little bit of thinking here, you almost, before too long, could get into a situation where you could play one song one time a year and never repeat anything. That's pretty cool when you think about it.
I'm sure it could be done.
So you are listening to Danny's Diary, a podcast powered by Singing News. And speaking of Singing News magazine, we would love for you to be a subscriber to the publication. Each and every month, you can keep up with everything that's going on in the world of Southern gospel music. And also, you can keep up with what's going on at the Singing News Radio Network. If you are not a subscriber, go to your phone, dial 800-527-5226 or visit singingnews.com. Our guest today is Greg Goodman of the Singing News Radio Network. Now, Greg, I'm going to throw a few names at you, and I want your first knee-jerk reaction to those names.
Oh, no.
Yes, yes. You saw yesterday when we had a guest in here today, the reaction, so now it's your turn. Here
right.
we go. J.D. Sumner.
Icon.
Okay, very good, very good. That was a safe one. All right. All right. Now let's talk about Rodney Balcom.
Genuine.
Yeah. Rodney Balcom, by the way, hosts the Singing News Top 20 Weekly Countdown, does a great job. He and Greg coordinate that, and that's where you get to hear the latest music quickly, mm-hmm. and they do a good job. Rick Francis.
Professional and everyone's friend.
He'll like that. He'll like that terminology. That's great. See, now you did very well. You can all right, and you're not even white knuckled now.
No,
that's good.
No,
that's
I'm good.
All right, here is a very difficult question, and I don't think there's any right or wrong answer to this question. But as you know, there is a tendency by some people to label Southern gospel music as old people's music.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not too long ago, I was just looking at CD covers, and there sure are a lot of young people mm-hmm. on those covers. Where do you see, or let me know, do you ever foresee a time when Southern gospel music will lose that little tag that it's only old people's music?
I sure hope so. I really do. And as somebody who came into this 24, 25 years into my life, I then became very passionate about people understanding what this genre was and how many people loved it and were so passionate about it. And the quality of music that was put out. We talk to people on a daily and weekly basis, on the phones, through email, from hearing from our affiliates. You know, it's not just old people listening. I have everything from homeschool kids call me. We recently got a message from an affiliate, WKRK in Murphy, North Carolina. Him talking about interacting with a 40-something-year-old dad whose wife had unfortunately committed suicide. He had a young daughter. He was fairly convinced that he would walk down the same path if that music hadn't been there for him, not to preach to him, but to be an encouragement, an uplifter. And we were sent a picture of him and his little girl. That's in our control room to look at, to remind us of who some of the people are out there that are paying attention and being lifted up by this music.
All right, you know, I made a statement not too long ago about because of my years in radio, I remember very well walking into a cold radio station in the dark, going to the back of the building, hoping and praying the whole time that when I press the power button to the transmitter, it was going to come up and go, right. go to work like it's supposed to. It can be a lonely feeling just sitting around. It's just you it and can. A microphone surrounded by equipment, wondering if anybody's listening, wondering if anybody cares. Mm-hmm. So when you get the results mm-hmm. of your work, like you just mentioned, you know, that's a huge boost and encouragement to a DJ. So I'm going to tell everybody who's listening right now, follow through with that age-old bumper sticker. Hug your local DJ because they are the lifeline of gospel music, and more importantly, they are a true lifeline of getting through life itself. So make sure you mm-hmm. recognize the contributions of your favorite DJ. Greg, have you ever had any dreams or aspirations of no, I don't think aspirations is the right word. Have you ever had any dreams of being a gospel singer?
Oh, absolutely not.
Not?
No, not a singer, period. I love to entertain people from a very early age, but it was in putting on shows. My mom tells me that I was a good singer as a kid. I took piano lessons. I played the trombone in fifth and sixth grade band. I just didn't have the follow through. I wish now I could play the piano. I so wish I could sit down and do that. But no, I've got the speaking voice down, but not the singing
so
voice.
So the Greg Goodman solo album is probably not something we're going to see anytime soon.
No, okay. It's not going to happen.
All right, folks. Hey, we've had a great time visiting with Greg Goodman of the Singing News Radio Network. Thank you for dropping by. I know you had to walk all the way across the hall, but I appreciate you doing that. Hey, folks, make sure you watch out for the next Danny's Diary podcast. We sure would love to have you join us. You have been listening to Danny's Diary, a podcast powered by Singing News.